Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
We're all back in our rightful places. Me in the Wilde Family Basement Studios edition. The Ryan Wollersheim, what are you doing here? Edition. The, boy, Christian Rielich was really an enjoyable conversation yesterday from the Grubelofs' One Call That's All Studios toward the end of our show. If you missed it, I highly recommend going back on our YouTube channels or on Wisconsin On Demand and listening edition. And the, what is with all these lists about people under 25, including NFL players? Woolley's under 25. He must be one of our best.
It's July.
Under 25.
It's July, that's why.
It's fair. Well, the Wisconsin State Journal position-by-position previews kick off on Friday, though, so we'll have those to work off of still in July.
Who wrote those?
Some hack edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I am Jason Wilde, and I am back in my basement, free of distractions, being able to talk to the producer, whoever it may be. Don't have people walking around with their tacos or their sushi or trying to see Christian Yelich outside at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Ryan Wollersheim is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios. He is our cousin sub of the day for Jesse Nelson, who is working today, Wooly?
Yeah.
So he tells me. He always says he's working, even when he's showing up late to work. He's not quite in the office yet. He said he'll be here at 9:15. He made sure to get everything we needed, except for Mark Tauscher's face on our video screen, unfortunately, today. Effort on it to get that and to get Tauscher's face on the screen. But for now, you got me. And like you said, I turned 25 in a month. I'm still in that prime phase. I feel good replacing Jesse Nelson today.
Prime phase seems prime. Strong, but we can address that further as we continue. And, of course, from his undisclosed location, so undisclosed today that we have a picture of him playing bocce in Italy or whatever it is. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I don't fully understand the Jesse in office not produce. I know he's a busy guy. He tells me all the time how busy he is and how he is, you know, so vital. I get it. And I think we just at this point, 2 days a week, we have a super sub. Is that kind of where we're at? And then we'll just roll with it. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. And Wooly, I'm curious about this as well from your perspective. Should Tausch and I take it as, like, it's one thing when he takes off, right? Because, and Lord knows that happens.
Plenty. Goes up north and meat raffles. And,
exactly. Yeah. But when he is, air quotes, working and he doesn't do our show, should that indicate to us that he, in a managerial role believes that he has other jobs more important than our show? Because I don't like the messaging there.
Yeah,
that is exactly what he's saying. And you know what? At some point, you just have to kind of see kind of how things shake themselves out. I thought that this was, but he's got interviews, and he's got big-timers coming into the office. And you know what? I don't question any of that. When you are a manager like Jesse is, like Michael Scott was in the office, you let them do their thing. You let the talent do what they need to do.
So I guess my question is, should we be in the market for a new producer? Should we start auditioning?
Well, we got Wooly. We got Hunter. I mean,
there we go.
I don't think we need to be in the market.
Well,
they're here.
I'm saying we have a deep bench, right? We love Riley and his quill pen writing work that he does. We love Wooly, although I still want to understand why the nickname is what it is. Hunter Vaughn does a great job when we're talking Gerald Ford or the Dallas Cowboys. We've got a deep bench. There's no denying that. My question is it time to find someone who will make this show their number one priority?
Okay. No, until Jesse tells us that it's, I mean, he's starting to tell us with his actions.
He is.
What,
now, what do you always
tell
me?
With Goody, if you'd let me finish.
Well, we were
like
on the same
Goody
plane
and
again.
With Matt LaFleur. I know, I don't want to be a sentence finisher. That's where we're at. So right now, that's where the actions are. We're still getting 4 good days from him, whether he's up north or not. So until it gets to be that line of 2.5, and it goes the other way.
Okay.
I'm going to be okay with where Jesse's at.
Okay. Again, I'm just asking the question because you taught me to don't go by what Goody or Matt LaFleur says, go by their actions, and his actions would indicate that we're not a priority for him. That's
it's
I'm just
complicated
film. I'm not worried
that's
about
the
it.
Truth.
I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm not worried about it at
okay.
all.
So, all right, I will not worry about it either. The thing I am worried about, though, is I don't understand how Wollersheim becomes Wooly. Shouldn't you be Wally?
I've dealt with this in my entire life, Jason, I will say. This has been one of the bigger questions in my 25 years, is what should my nickname
24
be?
24 years
24,
and 11 months.
24.92,
yeah.
Exactly. I turn 25 next month, August 7th, in case you guys were wondering.
Time to get a gift.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
He'll probably be working.
Yes.
He'll probably be subbing in and producing the show.
Yeah, it's like a Wednesday, I'm pretty sure. Jesse's probably going to be up north that day, right? I mean, there's only so much time left this summer.
Sure.
But yes, Wooly versus Wally. In high school, I went by Wally. That's what my friends all called me. My football coach did call me Wooly, so it wasn't unprecedented. And then once I started here at ESPN Madison in 2022, people just took to calling me Wooly. I mean, you called me the sommelier because you have higher tastes than some other people around here. Jesse Nelson, possibly. But I think that Wooly just kind of stuck, and I don't push back against it. I feel like it's a solid nickname, and I'll take it.
Okay. Well, we are happy to have you. We appreciate you stepping into the breach. Are you also filling in on Friday when Jesse's gone for a wedding?
I believe you will get Riley on Friday.
Okay. Well, again, we are thankful for all of our great teammates that give us such a deep bench. Did you do the trivia yourself is my final logistical question, because we know that if there's one area where there might be slight controversies with cousin subs in the producer's chair, not that Jesse doesn't get things wrong too, but there is sometimes questions about trivia. Did you handle the trivia responsibilities, Wooly?
I offered to handle trivia last night when Jesse and I were still here at the office. He was here late last night, by the way. So, I mean, we got to give him a little bit of credit. All right.
Grinder,
for sure. But he did not give me the responsibilities of trivia. I wanted to make it a Tennis Tuesday. We got Wimbledon going on. I know Tausch.
Yes.
Big tennis fan. But it's going to be a sausage racing trivia today, guys. Fan submitted trivia. I think it's a good one, so I didn't push back.
Having run the sausage race, that's right up my alley, so I look forward to that. Oh, you didn't know that about me?
No, that's quite the development.
I'll send you the Wisconsin State Journal story, and then you can read it and Tausch won't. All right, so I am happy to be...
That must have been in July. You're telling me you wrote a story about you running the sausage race?
I did, yeah, and I believe it was in July, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool, actually. I think it's one of the instances where I think you'll actually enjoy it because I went overboard with the puns and the dad jokes, and I feel that would be perfect for you. All right, I did have one other thing I wanted to address because I feel badly about this. Tausch, was yesterday a difficult show for you?
No. Why?
Well, because I was in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue at the 3rd Street Market Hall, and I was out of sorts. I didn't feel like I had a very good show.
No, you were rattled, but I think that's usually good. So, yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I think it's good when you're not super comfortable.
Well, I definitely wasn't, and so I'm happy to be back here. But I was spending some time talking with actually just Gabe and Chewy. It was a Dude Tuesday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every weekday, 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. And Gabe was basically saying that I'm like the dog from Up, which is kind of like Jesse being the kid from Up with that hat for longtime listeners to the show, that I'm always squirrel, squirrel. And I got to be honest, I thought you were the squirrel guy. So was I that distracted?
You're yeah, you're a squirrel guy. I used to be with TVs and such. I had Wimbledon on yesterday in the office, and you probably had no clue that I was even watching Wimbledon.
I didn't bring
any tennis stuff up, I don't believe. So, no, I think it's I think you've kind of turned into Johnny Squirrel because you went so long COVID-related, no stimuli, that now when you get any stimuli, you go crazy. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I would like to just briefly defend myself and say that Summerfest is sensory overload. There's people watching. There's people that come up to you. So that's a little more challenging than what I dealt with yesterday. But all's well that ends well, because I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Christian Yelich as much as I did. He's an impressive dude. It was the first time I met him in person, and I loved what he said in terms of advice for Max and Eleanor and Maddie and Sid about overcoming adversity. I loved what he said about this team that the Brewers are this year. I really enjoyed that. I hope you did as well.
Yeah, so I think there's always, I've met Christian a few times, and you know he's a good dude. I think he puts the time in. And I think from a fan standpoint, when you get a big fat contract, especially in Milwaukee with the small market of where you're at, everything gets extra stressful. And fans look at you in a different way. So when things aren't going well, I think that kind of pushes you into maybe you start pressing and it's not as fun. And I think he went through that, saw it, understood it. And that's what I thought yesterday. If you didn't listen to him coming away liking him more, I don't know what to tell you. I think he's not cheating anybody on anything. And I think that's what fans always are looking for when you get that big contract. Give us everything you got. You need to produce. And when Christian was not producing, he stayed the course, which is one of the hardest things to do, especially when you got that big fat payday. He has stayed the course, and he is having a fantastic season this year after I think a lot of us kind of wrote him off, including you, Jason, by the way.
What?
Don't act like you didn't write Yelich off a couple of years ago when we were sitting here and he's hitting 220 and he, you know, is striking out. You made it out like it was just me. And
no.
I was more the Oakland A's thing. Completely valid.
First of all, I never made it out that you wrote him off. I made it out
that you wrote off the
Brewers after the A's series.
And by the way,
I was very proud of that drop.
I did say they weren't winning a championship. I never said they weren't going to make the playoffs, I don't believe. I said championship.
Check the tape.
And I don't think they won a championship last year.
They didn't. Well, I did enjoy that. That was the best one. But no, I don't think any of us on this show anyway, and he clearly has kept the receipts for those who did. But I don't think any of us wrote him off because of what you said. You've met him before. You know he puts in the work. You know he's a good dude.
Hold up a second. No, I think I knew you saw him not have the pop that he had when he was the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I wrote him off completely, but to be a big-time player in the major leagues, I thought he could be a nice, you know, maybe hit 280, 290. That's kind of where I was at. And I don't know where his power numbers are. I know he had 3 home runs in the last 5 games. I know he's popping in that regard.
He's got 11 home runs.
In fairness, how many?
He's got 11 on the season.
Yeah.
He's hitting 329 on the year.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not a baseball expert, so you are, being the coach that you are.
No,
so
I'm not
me.
A baseball expert. I'm an NBA expert.
NBA expert, sorry. Baseball. His OBP is .407. His slugging percentage is .533. His OPS is .940, which is up there with where he was when he had his back-to-back MVP caliber seasons. And his OPS plus, which I'm told is a really good stat, is .163. When he won his MVP, it was .164. So he's pretty damn good
this
year.
Well, there you go. And yeah, he's been awesome. And I think if we're being honest, I know I can only speak for myself. I did not think we'd see another season like this from him. I did not think we'd get this. And so for him to be this good, doing what he's doing, is really impressive. And I think most of us thought maybe he could get back to being somewhat in that form. But I don't think anybody thought he'd be this good again. I don't.
Well,
maybe you, Jason, it sounds like.
I am an eternal optimist. That's why I'm still a Christian Watson believer, speaking of Christians. But it comes down to, yeah, you're right, the pop was not there, and I'm not a baseball expert either. But I did wonder with his back and the knee issues that came up after he cracked his kneecap late in the 19 season, I did wonder if he would be able to stay healthy enough to be, and just because he's out there playing every day, he played 144 games last year. He played 154 in 2022. So he was playing, but you know this.
Yeah.
You taught us this. You're out there, you're going to be judged on what you do.
Yep. What did he bat the last 2 seasons?
Last season, 19 home runs, 76 RBIs, .278 for an average.
Okay.
2022.
Not good.
14 home runs, 57 runs batted in, a .252 batting average.
Yeah, and that's fine for, you know, just everyday players, but he's the face. He signs that deal. He's the face of the franchise. And I think this year is totally redeemed, I think, his last 2 or 3 seasons. And for everybody that thought, well, that contract and this and that and the Brewers try to get out from under it and all these things, I think that those things can all still be true. It's really impressive what he's been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really impressive.
No doubt. Speaking of impressive, Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
You got one ready?
Oh, you bet I do.
Well, it is now time for that bad dad joke, and Jason's had plenty of them over the course of this month. Don't think it'll be any worse than yesterday's. Let's see what he's got.
How do you make a robot angry?
I don't know.
Keep pushing his buttons.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
That's pretty good. No, I lost this. Okay. Keep pushing his buttons.
That's pretty good.
My mind is not on dad jokes. It's on the great deal Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has going right now. Pay as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation, no mess, no hassle, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends July 31st of this year. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Nailed it.
This video thing is really bothering me. I had it up. Wooly, you saw I had it up, right?
I never saw you on there. I had to
I was
right
up,
away.
And now I'm not, and it's showing me like as a pen, so I'm trying to get this thing
fixed. A pen?
Wait, it's showing you as a pen? Like a cartoon? Like a cartoon pencil?
Yeah.
Ooh. Hey, Wooly, find some clip art and change the picture to Mr. Pencil, the cartoon character. That'll be perfect for us when we come back. We do have a lot we want to get to today.
with Primetime Wollersheim in as our cousin sub of the day for Jesse. He's producing an outstanding show. I believe in him fully. We'll talk about under 25 stars. Maybe Wooly's one of them for GKB. We'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I'm going to start with an apology. I'm sorry, Wooly. I figured as a 24-year-old, you would be a little young for a dad joke. But apparently you have a dad joke that you would like to contribute. Now, I want to warn you, this is a very judgmental group when it comes to dad jokes.
I'm used to being judged.
Incredibly judgmental.
Don't worry. Don't worry, guys. I'm used to it.
Okay. Give it your best effort.
So I didn't get to prepare trivia this week, so I brought it on myself. I got to have at least a dad joke for the Pella Live Read. So I knew I had to come prepared for that. Now, guys, I want to know, what is a three-letter word that starts with gas?
I don't know. What's a three-letter word that starts with gas, Wooly?
Isn't it obvious? Car? Come on. A car.
That's not bad.
Three-letter word. That's
it's
gas. A car.
What if it's an EV?
Oh. Well, I mean,
seems
now
outdated.
You put me in a box. Yeah, it's a dad joke.
Outdated.
It's supposed to be old, right? So, I mean, there wasn't EVs back, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
all right. Well, I'm sure you'll have another chance later in the week. I got a text from Jesse while we were away for a moment there, informing me that as he goes through his interview process, he may find three or four more people to fill in for his job producing the show.
Oh.
So we could have five different producers every week, which would be great, and then he wouldn't have to do the show at all. But no. We're not ready to replace him. He does a great job. We think very highly of him, and I'm not trying to move on from him. Tausch, you have tweeted two things in the last hour and a half.
Yeah.
Now, I want to do the intervals of Packers championships coming up next. But as someone who just experienced, yet again, big tech issues, as you struggled to get on the video stream,
yeah,
and you're from a different angle.
I think I figured out what happened. So I could not get the refreshed. I told you I got locked out of my email yesterday, so that obviously threw me off. And because my phone, I figured out how to fix that, but I did not figure out my other apparatuses, and that didn't work. And what I think happened, we got these fancy cams that we got now that we're, you know, a digital TV show, too.
Fancy cams.
I think I was putting the old plug deal into something else, but it fit. So I thought it worked, but it turns out there's a pen that came up, which makes me think maybe there's something. There's two different entrances here for this cord, and they fit in both. Does that make sense?
I guess. I mean, I'm confused by why something that's not supposed to go into a certain
it shouldn't go
orifice would go in there, but that's good to know
orifice.
That you've got it. Well, I don't know. I was searching for the right word, clearly I didn't find it. So big tech, you've been complaining about big tech for as long as we've had the show, frankly.
Yes.
Yeah. But I saw you tweeted to Patrick McEnroe this morning.
Yeah, friend of the show. He's been on with us, so I wanted him to. Because here's the deal: I've since Rafa and Fed have fallen off or retired. I know Rafa hasn't officially retired yet. My interest has waned. But then Joker yesterday went on a great rant after the match, and Joker, by the way, he is the greatest of all time. Don't care what you say, Fed fans and Rafa. He is, bar none. And he has not been treated with the same love. A lot of it brought on by himself, by the way.
Okay.
Like, he is not the beloved like Fed and Rafa have been. And he let the fans know it yesterday. He's pissed. I like it. Media, I think media folks should enjoy that because he's being honest. He's not faking and doing this. So I tune in today because Sinner, fun name, is playing, and he's the number one seed. And I see Johnny Mack with Nick Kyrgios and Patrick McEnroe are doing the game from the bunker. And I could tell John McEnroe was the biggest baby of all time. He cried about every call, and he thought he was always right.
You cannot be serious!
Exactly. And his career fell flat compared to where Rafa and Joker. He had a great. He's a great tennis player, don't get me wrong. But he's not in the pantheon of these other guys. And I think, listening to him today, I believe that he felt if they had this technology in the mid-80s in his prime, he would have had another 8 majors. And I wanted Patrick to ask John that question, because John is not on Twitter, so I couldn't tweet at him.
Well, he knows Homer, though.
It was such a... Homer
well,
knows
Homer.
Mack.
Get him on.
That, to me, I would love to hear Johnny Mack explain, because you miss a call here and there in tennis, a break point or a tiebreaker, you go from winning a set to losing a set, and I'm convinced he believes he was robbed because the officials didn't like him. Technology would have absolved him, and he would have another 3 to 5 majors to put him, I think he had 6 or 7, to put him up in that next pantheon because technology was not available to him. So, and I would be fascinated to hear his answer to that.
All right, so just so I understand this, because I was thinking of a different type of technology. I didn't see this interview. It's not the technology of all the advancements in rackets. Because you look at Jimmy Connors,
that would have been
Bjorn
bad
Borg. It would have been bad for him. Why? Because you're the tennis guy. Explain that to me. That interests
well,
me.
Well, he was because he didn't need all the speed power that these new rackets give. He's a touch field player, volley. So he was more about the angles and the touch and the feel. Now, maybe these new rackets give you that too, but it would be more power from the Yvonne Lendls and the Boris Beckers and all the great 80s players, which would have hurt Johnny Mack. So, Johnny, it's not the technology is strictly on-court calls, which is what he is known for. And actually, Nick Kyrgios said you would not even really be known as well because of all your tantrums that you threw. You can't throw tantrums at a machine.
Yeah.
Well, you could, but you look like a raging lunatic. So,
John McEnroe with 7 Grand Slam singles titles, 3 Wimbledon titles, 4 U.S. Open titles. He was a finalist once at the French. He was a semifinalist once
up to
at the Australian
against Yvonne
Open.
Lendl. So, 7 titles, a great career. But I think I legitimately, that's why I thought it was interesting. And hopefully, I know Patrick was busy announcing. But at some point, I'd like him to ask John that question. I think it'd be fascinating.
I think it would be fascinating, too. All right. So that is our Tausch's Tennis Minute, which was really interesting to me anyway. I am curious, though, as a follow-up. You said that the technology of rackets would not have helped him as a tennis player. It would have been hurtful to him. I'm curious, as a golfer.
It wouldn't have been a net gain for him.
Okay, it would have helped other players more.
Correct.
How much has the evolution of golf equipment helped your game? And how much has it helped your scoring at Loch Lavelle?
Not at all. It has not helped at all. I think it would help you break that illustrious 200 that we're elusive 200 that we're looking at. And we should go to it at Loch Lavelle, named Wisconsin's best golf course in 2021 by Golf Digest. Club at Loch Lavelle is open. I have had a great time. I'm heading down there again in August. Spent a great weekend up there probably about 6 weeks ago. Had the whole gambit of things. They had a big event out there. Then they had a big wedding. We played 18, had a great time, went out and scrambled. Then we stopped up at the Rivalry Pub. We had some dinner. We had a course light. We hit the putting course right there. Then not a two-hour drive home, 45 minutes to an hour, both from Milwaukee and Madison. That's the beauty of Lac La Belle, birthplace of golf in Wisconsin. It is a golf destination you want to play over and over again. Go to clubatlaclabelle.com to start your journey today.
The Green Bay Packers are winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
It is written in the stars, or at least in the calendar. I will explain, and we'll see what Tausch thinks of it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
I say something's written in the stars, and here's that song.
What can I say? Producer extraordinaire, Jesse Nelson, taught me all he knows.
Certainly. You know what's crazy? I would have had no clue what the hell you're talking about there. Like, I don't know that song, and I didn't know, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to criticize you for that, because that would be elder abuse based on the commercial I just saw.
Great job. There's times I know it. This wasn't one of them that I knew it. So Wooly might be a little too sharp for me, at least, on this part of the show.
Well, I mean, Tiny Tempa and Eric Turner have been bringing it with their one-hit wonders since, I think, 2011, actually, just like the Green Bay Packers, maybe?
It's a classic. There you go. Nice segue as well. Hey. Well done. So, look, this is why Tausch...
Fatigue?
No.
Do we have fatigue?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to compliment you. Which is what, you know.
You know I don't like that.
I know you don't. Which is the redeeming quality of doing it, frankly, because Lord knows I don't want to tell you how great you are. But I saw the same thing. Tausch sent it along, but I had actually seen it before he did. The fact that the Packers won their Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at the controls in the 2010 season, February of 2011, Mark Tauscher started that season at right tackle and then was replaced by the first round pick when he what was that? The groin? Was that the groin? What was the injury
something
that ended
like
that year?
Yeah. Something like
that. There's a lot of them. Yeah. And now pickleball knee. But it was 14 years after the 1996 team won Super Bowl 31 in January of 1997. Now, I'm not really all that interested in this funny little quirk that now it's 14 years again. And so in February of 2025, the Packers will be winning the Super Bowl. Because before that, the intervals weren't 14 years. In fact, before the 96 team won, it had been 29 years. So
if it was 28, that would have been something.
It would have, but... I think Packers fans just want to make sure that it's not 29 years again on the interval because it is hard to win Super Bowls.
Isn't it crazy, though? If you don't win it this year, you're going to be closer to that than you are to a championship. It's amazing to me living it and then doing this for a while and understanding how many really good football teams with a great quarterback have been through here, and I've always said I know it's really hard to win.
Like, yeah, you've
things
lived
have
it.
To break your way, like they do. But if you would have told me after that season and then when I was cut that they'd go 15-1 and be in this position and you'd have this many opportunities and you've come up short, I'd have told you you're nuts. We're too good. It's one thing if you are, you know, battling and trying to find a quarterback, and it just brings up so many questions to me about so many different things that it's been that long since we've been crowned a champion. And for most of us, I think you understand, again, this all comes from the understanding how tough it is to win. But
do people understand that?
They do. They don't want to accept it, but I think they do.
Okay.
But it is a dang shame that we're sitting here without another one in the last. If you get one every 7 years, I think we'd all sign up for it. Every Packer fan would say, we're in the mix. We're in a divisional championship. We have an NFC championship. We've made a Super Bowl. We haven't won it. If you got us a chip every 7 years, every Packer fan you know would take it.
Yeah,
on average.
Most of them have said that they would take one every 10 years and suffer through nine losing seasons in the process.
Yeah, we find that that's not really true.
It's a lot.
But what is true is I think being in the mix and having great journeys and having a championship every 7 years, how many Super Bowls there been? 57?
58.
That gives you eight championships, which Title Town, we already got 13 for when you start looking at world championships. If you start looking, well, it's the truth. I don't make up the rules.
Old Testament.
There's 13
Uncle
banners.
Homer. I do think that.
Well, he's not on today. That's why we're doing it Tuesday, not Wednesday. 13 world championships up at Lambeau. And if you gave us one, and you didn't give us, if the Green Bay Packers got one, one every 7 years, every Packer fan would be stoked beyond belief.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt.
14? It's too long, man. Like, this period of time is too long when you have had the quarterback play that we have had. It's too long.
So you don't want me to call you spoiled now? Right?
You can. I'm not. I don't know. I mean, you think it's being spoiled?
I mean, again,
I don't think it is.
How many World Championships do the Detroit Lions, who started in like 1933, have? How many do the Cleveland Browns have? Like, yeah, 14 years is a long time, and you're right about the quarterback aspect, because a lot of those other teams didn't have great quarterbacks during their droughts. And they had
by
other.
By the way, is there anybody saying in the 70s that we should have won more championships? No. Or the 80s? Nobody was sitting there. I don't know what sports talk shows were going on back in the 70s and 80s.
It's true.
I don't know.
It's fair.
But what I will tell you is, when you're not very good, nobody is expecting you to win a champ. Now that we feel like we've kind of got the secret sauce since 92, and there's only been two chips, I think that I think it's not being an entitled fan saying we should have had more. It's just not.
So, because of the quarterbacks, that's a fair statement. Now, I do think it's also important. You mentioned the 70s and 80s. You know the other difference between the 70s and 80s and now? Had the Packers had the quarterbacks they had during this period of 30 years, but that it happened in the 70s and 80s, they would have had a ton of championships because there was no free agency. You kept teams together for a long time. No one could leave. They were basically you look at what the Cowboys and the Steelers – those teams were able to do that in part because they never lost it. It wasn't like you got to the spring and were like, oh, this is going to be a totally different team next season. That was part of it. Now, so the free agent era is harder. But to your point about the quarterbacks, and this is why, as much as I like Jordan Love, you've heard me say that, I think one of the big challenges for him is that these expectations are now going to be on his shoulders. And the 100%. Other two guys did a pretty good job of carrying them. Now, I would argue that there were times when Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers not only had all those expectations on their shoulders, but they tried to put the team on their shoulders. And in Brett's case, probably too many interceptions occurred as a result. And in Aaron's case, there were some critical games where he was not the hero that they needed him to be. So how is Jordan Love going to handle that after the contract and everything else? That's one of the questions we need to have answered. Because if he can handle it well, he's going to give them every chance to get that Super Bowl in the 14th season since the last one. If he doesn't, they're going to be good, and there's going to be playoff berths and everything else, and we're going to be reminded again how things have to go your way in order to actually win the title when you have multiple good teams in your league.
Yeah, that's the, you know, when you look at, well, Lombardi's Packers, it's always going to be the golden era. Yeah. But the thing that throws it off, and we all said, well, Tom Brady and all the championships had thrown the curve off it.
Well,
but it hasn't. Patrick Mahomes has taken it over.
He has.
And that's the question. That's the question. It's like, can Jordan Love be that guy? Well, he's got to get one before he can get two. Aaron Rodgers got one, and we all assumed it'd be two and three, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And were there opportunities to do it? You know, the idea that the organization didn't give him enough and all this other stuff, I never bought that. That's not the case. And all you have to look at is 2014 and 2020 or 2021. Those were all winnable, very winnable championships that I thought were on the docket. But it is very hard, very difficult. But what you have going for you organizationally is you feel like you have some advantages. Not having an owner, having every resource dumped into the football part of it. That is a big advantage. And the Packers have done a great job the last 15 or 20 years in really using that. And Mark Murphy said it at one of these tailgate stops. That is going to continue. They have all this excess cash that they're not going to put into a Jerry Jones super yacht or any of these other things.
It's
that
true.
Money is going to go into the technological advances. I mean, I'm seeing some crazy stuff. This is baseball related, not football, but I'm literally seeing you now can go to a batting cage and they can go through what just happened to you as a batter with a pitcher throwing the exact miles per hour, curveball, everything else. It is happening. Football is going to be the same way. They're going to be able to sit there and go through, oh, this happened, and it's going to, you know, you're going to be able to live in virtual reality. That's going to happen over at Lambeau. So, advantages ahoy. What are you going to do with them? Is it going to make a difference? I don't know. But I can guarantee you one thing. The Packers will be positioned to have a good enough football team to win a championship as long as Jordan Love keeps on the trajectory that he's on.
Advantages ahoy. What did you learn about your swing from the breakdown?
Or no,
did
you I'm just let telling Max you, I saw this. I saw this and thought to myself, at some point, are we even going to need players? That's what I thought when I saw baseball.
Oh, come on. We
I'm
need players.
Serious.
Yeah.
We do. I don't know.
Well, I hope we do, because that's much more interesting
than
robots.
I'll be curious if you could get to the point, and this is going to be a crazy thought, and I have not vetted this with anyone myself.
How about we do this?
All right.
Don't lose it. I know this is dangerous.
I can't promise that. I don't know.
Your crazy thought, jot it down, flesh it out a little, flesh it or flush it in the break, and then we will hear this crazy thought that Tausch has. Coming up next, want to remind you that if you're I say this every time. I know I sound like a broken record, speaking of old school references, who's playing a broken record. But I hope you never have to make this call. I hope you never have to call Gruber Law Offices, because that means you haven't suffered a serious injury in an accident or someone you care about hasn't. But if that happens, there's one call to make. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Tausch's crazy idea is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
I do that sort of thing very rarely because I understand my guy. He doesn't want to lose his brilliance. It's kind of like in, what is it, Animal House? Forget it, he's rolling. I don't want to interrupt your brilliance, but at least somewhat clock mannered. Well, sometimes I just want to shout things just to interrupt you, but you have what you termed a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Did you workshop it to the point where it's not as
crazy
anymore?
Yeah, I don't like it as much. After I workshop it, I don't like it as much.
Okay.
But what I think will be really interesting, I don't think this will ever replace Major League Baseball. I kind of agree with you. It will be players. But esports has been coming. I know Amon Green coaches it. He's all in on esports, where you're playing video games and whatnot. I do think fans will eat this up, and I think the idea that a fan will be able to utilize all of this technology and play your own game, I can be a Major League Baseball pitcher in this new era. I can sit there and I can have John Schmoltz pitching to Barry Bonds, and you can start predicting the outcome where I'm having John Schmoltz throw a 92-mile-an-hour splitter on the outside edge. I'm controlling it. I'm running the machine that can do it. And for all of us nostalgic, this is baseball's next wave to get popular again, is this game and this way of doing it. Jason Wilde can be sitting there, and instead of not having any hobbies, can say, you know what I'm going to do tonight? Don't have anything to write about. The kids are asleep. I'm going to play the 92 NLCS, but I get to be Sid Bream hitting. I get to control that.
I'd rather be Andy Van Slyke.
I get to run the bases. Andy Van Slyke. And all of this nostalgia that we all love in baseball that nobody really seems to care about, you can now coordinate back into your own e-gaming without being an actual e-gamer.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
I don't have any interest in the simulated world. Sorry, call me an old man. You know what I'm fascinated by? I'm fascinated by somebody like Max Tauscher having this type of technology at his disposal. Look, we had our softball practice last night. I've told you this before. I love the practice environment. I love it more than games. I love the idea of improving, helping kids improve. I wish I had grown up in an era where we were that dedicated to improvement and there were tools to use to make you improve. You had a great NFL career. I would be curious if you had some of this technology, kind of like your John McEnroe thing about yelling at umpires. I would be curious if you had some of this technology to make you a better player, how it would have helped you, right? The ability to break down film right after you swing in the cage and to be able to look at, okay, when the ball is here, I'm pulling my head out or I'm dropping my shoulder, whatever it might be. I'm fascinated by this, helping the Max Tauschers and Sidney Wildes and all the ball sports athletes that are growing up now be better at it. I am not interested in any way in having the 1982 Brewers simulate seven more games with the Cardinals and hoping that this time that I get to be Robin Yount and I lead us to a title. I don't want to live in that world.
Instead of fantasy football, you and 12 of your buddies, you and Vogel and all the other guys that stood up in your wedding, get together and say, we're going to do a 1982 baseball season. I'm the Brewers, you're the Cardinals, you're this, and you play one game a week or whatever it might be, and that's your new way of
play it on a video game system.
It's not a video game system, though. Well, it would be, but it wouldn't be like A, B, Y, X, the slider
no,
deal.
No, I'm like
you're
swinging in my
just
kitchen.
Going, yes. Yeah.
No. Now, okay. Granted, I think I may have pulled my groin yesterday during a rundown during practice. So I'm probably not athletic enough at this point to play out these games to begin with. But again, virtual reality, I don't know. I've never done it. So maybe I'm being unfair in my assumption. Have you put on the goggles and done virtual reality yourself? Ever.
I have, but not in a while, and it's gotten better and better. I saw this batting cage deal, and I'm thinking, holy blank. It's only going to get better and better. I will definitely do a simulated 1986 World Series between the Red Sox and the Mets.
Are you Mookie Wilson? Who are you?
I don't know. I'd be
Bill
Keith.
Buck. You're kind of a Bill Buckner type.
No, I'd be Rusty Staub. Heavy set pinch hitter.
So you'd only pinch hit. You would sit and watch all of the games, and then you would come in for one at bat a game. You and Rusty.
Yeah, I think you're underselling this. I think people want to be involved more. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, it's not going to replace Major League Baseball. I don't believe.
Is it going to replace Beer League softball?
You think? People still like to do stuff. Maybe it's not a great idea. Maybe it's not.
I mean, if I can interject, it's not a bad idea. It's just, I think you're talking it up to a level of, like, you're reliving and recreating all these experiences when, like, what you're describing, I think you could just do with friends on, like, a Wii gaming system. I don't think it's, like, too revolutionary at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry, Wooly, but you don't get it.
Well, what do you I not get?
He's the era of people who would do this.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing as playing RBI 3 baseball on an old Nintendo system. That's cute, too. This is, I'm going against Calvin Schiraldi, throwing splitters in the dirt, and I'm literally up in a cage trying to hit Calvin Schiraldi's splitter.
I mean,
that's fun to me.
You could just get, like, the old players, the old rosters, put it into, like, a modern game system.
Curveball. I got to stay back and take it to left. Oh, that changed the way this inning played out because I sat back on Bruce Hurst's curveball and slapped it into left field.
Right, but
like,
what I'm
intrigued by that.
But what Wooly is saying is there are games now that you do that on Wii, right? You're holding, like, the pretend bat, and you could be batting again. So it's not...
Maybe it's a Wii that I...
You just wanted
it's a Wii from way, way ago. I don't know. That's not what I'm...
Wii, yeah. You just wanted to say Calvin Schiraldi on the radio. Show off your 1980s baseball knowledge.
And that's the bad
part.
I haven't recognized any of the names you guys have mentioned this entire time.
Of course not.
Maybe that's why I'm missing it. I don't have the nostalgia for, like, that era of baseball, but, like... Video games nowadays, you can do this pretty easily.
Let me tell you something. I was right about pickleball. Pickleball is blown up. Going to be an Olympic sport soon.
Blown up like your knee.
I'm fairly certain, if we're doing this show in 4 years, I'm fairly certain
what do you
we're
mean
going to be
if?
Saying, wow, did we miss this freaking thing?
Like,
we're going to say, I can't believe we missed this deal. Because this... It's going to be popular.
You just admitted that if you get all your buddies together, you, Hatch, now that Hatch is back in the fold helping our show again, you're telling me that instead of playing pickleball with your pickleball crew or going golfing with Hatch or playing in a beer league softball league on a team
I'm
with
not
all your buddies.
Beer league softball, so but I'm not going to play beer league
if
softball.
If you could with that bulky knee of yours and you get
no,
your
I
guys.
Still wouldn't.
You're telling me. That you would rather be, like me, sequestered in your home with your little system batting against Calvin Schiraldi, your Mookie Wilson, and then Hatch comes up next and he's Gary Carter or whoever. You're telling me that that would be your... Because you're a social cat, man.
It would be... Jason, it would be so much easier to organize and to actually execute doing it this way than trying to get... 10 dudes together to go play in a beer league softball game? No, I'm not. And I try to schedule it? No. This is, yo, Hatch. Hey, man, I'm playing the 85 World Series. Kansas City just got screwed. We're going to reset this.
Dick Houser.
Yeah, I'm in. Or 88. Hey, Kirk Gibson's coming up, and I'm going to throw fastballs this time instead of throwing changeups because he can't stand and hit it.
So
I'm going to be Dennis Eckersley throwing beads instead of throwing an off-speed pitch to him.
Oh, that's great.
I think that's more interesting.
Yes, and you'll have changed history. One man changing history. Gorman Thomas not striking out to end Game 7 at Old Busch Stadium in 1982. All right, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. We will kick that off in 2 minutes with the best players under age 25. I assume with the best young roster in the NFL, the Packers are going to have a bunch of guys on that list. We'll talk about it to start the 10 o'clock hour next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.